I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to the History of Islam podcast, episode 0, an introduction. Hello and welcome to the History of Islam podcast. I'm so excited that I'm finally able to bring this to you, and hopefully you guys are going to enjoy it. But before I begin, I just want to let you guys know that if my voice sounds a bit weird to you right now, then it's because I have a cold. I live in the UK and the weather here is mostly horrible. So unfortunately my throat is really sore and my nose is all blocked up, but I didn't want to delay the podcast any further. I was actually intending for the first episode to be out early November, and it's now the 19th, so absolutely could not delay it anymore, and I'm just happy that it's actually started. Okay, so with that out of the way, this episode is not going to be like any other episode in the series. This episode is the introduction, and the way I'm going to conduct this is I've got a few bullet points jotted down of things that I want to mention in this episode that I don't really want in the actual podcast, in the actual narrative of our story, because I feel that it will be too disruptive. And some issues, to be honest, are just way too tedious and boring for the casual average listener. But for those of you that I know do like the scholarly debates that go on, the behind the scenes, if you like, I have a solution and a way that we can address this issue that I am going to mention today. And I'm a firm believer that fact is stranger than fiction. I don't know if you've heard that saying before, but it might not be as widespread as I think it is. But it is what it sounds like. Fact is stranger than fiction. And I agree with it to an extent. And I think that fact is not only stranger, but better than fiction in a way. And a wealth of entertainment is available to us, mostly untapped in the form of stories. What makes these stories better than fiction is because at the end of the day, when you're reading a work of fiction, you're reading through a figment of the author's imagination. What makes history better is that when put into a digestible form, we're being entertained by things that actually happened in history, events that actually occurred, actions that were carried out by people. And for me, this makes it infinitely more interesting and amazing, because some of the things that humans have accomplished, some of the horrible things they've done as well, are just almost unimaginable. And you don't really have to make up much before finding that what you're writing about has actually happened. I mean, I think that the massive success of the Game of Thrones backs up my theory. I mean, if you remove the fantasy elements from it, I'm sure it will be just as successful as it is now. There was one event in the series, if you haven't seen season one, I mean, it's really successful, so I'm sure most of you have seen it. If you haven't seen season one, then I don't want to spoil it for you, then mute it for a couple of seconds. In season one, when the Dothraki leader poured molten gold, I think it was, on Daenerys' brother, thus giving him a crown of gold. This was an actual event that actually happened in history. I think Dan Carlin mentioned it in his podcast because it's part of the Mongol history. And it was when Genghis Khan managed to conquer the Khwarezmian Empire, which was based around Persia and what is Pakistan today. And a governor in one of the cities in that empire basically defied Genghis Khan and was the reason why the war started out. I mean, that's what they say, but I'm really simplifying it. Long story short, the guy ended up being covered with molten silver, effectively turning into a statue of silver. And it's a horrible way to die, to be honest. I mean, could you imagine a guy dying in front of you in that fashion? Anyway, I digress. This podcast, the History of Islam podcast, is mainly inspired by the History of Rome podcast by Mike Duncan. And I don't know if it was because I was already interested in Roman history, but for me, the History of Rome is the gold standard for history podcasting. And what I really liked about Roman history was seeing this little settlement formed with the outcasts of society, so much so that they had to go and kidnap women because no one would agree to marry them. This little rubbish settlement grew into a city, then grew into a larger city, then grew into a regional power, and then grow and grow until it became the biggest power in Italy, and then grow further and become a strong power on the Mediterranean, and then eventually turning into the dominant force that is the Roman Empire. And with the History of Islam, I think I'll be able to bring that kind of story to you as well, because it is another great underdog story. It starts off with one man of humble origins that picks up a few followers here and there, and it leads to the Arabs, a weak periphery people, essentially creating one of the greatest empires that the world had ever seen. Okay, so now on to the actual plans for the podcast. So I'm intending for the podcast to have a chronological structure similar to Mike Duncan's The History of Rome. So again, that is the standard that I'm aspiring to. So the first few episodes will be on pre-Islamic Arabia, so before the birth of the Prophet Muhammad, and some background information on society, cultural traditions, geography, things like that. And please do not be put off by these. Some people might think it's boring, but I beg to differ. These are absolutely vital, because without them it's going to be so difficult to relate to the people that are on the ground. It's going to be difficult to understand why they do the things that they do without really knowing the nature of the land that they lived in, the time that they lived in, and the things they had to go through just to survive. There are a lot of things that we, in this era, in this year, we take for granted. So it is essential to put you closer to the people who lived during that time and put you closer to the ground, which for me makes history a better experience, because if you are able to put yourself in the shoes of the person that you are learning about or trying to see their perspective from that time, it is really helpful to understand the background information to their society and things along those lines. And Dan Carlin is someone that does this really well. He really transports you into the minds and the bodies of the people of that era, and he's really successful because of that. A lot of guys love him. All right, so the next point I want to mention is about the blog. I've set up a blog on historyofislampodcast.blogspot.com. Okay, so this is going to be the place where I'm going to be posting most of the updates, and it's also going to have episode guides on, and these episode guides are going to be essential for you to look at, especially in the early episodes, because when we're talking about geography, it makes it much easier when you have a visual guide. And what I'm going to do is release a bunch of YouTube videos where I will discuss the geography with a visual guide, a map, and some images, stuff like that, to make it easier. And every episode is going to have a guide like this that I might refer to in the podcast, but I'll try not to. And it will have a lot of cool stuff that will help you understand things a bit more and give you a bit more in-depth information for those of you that want it, especially for when we're doing things like battles. I'm intending to try and simulate them on a game, for example, say Rome Total War. I've been exploring the idea of trying to simulate battles that we go through in the podcast in the game. So that would be quite cool if I can pull it off. Also, on the blog, there's going to be a lot of topical articles and stuff that I'm going to try and post on there on a regular basis, and also contact details. So what I'm hoping is that you guys post a lot of questions that I can address in the podcast, and also I really need some feedback from you guys, especially on the audio quality perspective. Please tell me what you think of this microphone's quality. Is there anything putting you off? I know in some podcasts some people may breathe too loudly or breathe directly into the mic without realizing, and these are nuances that I'll have to cut out that I might not notice right now because of lack of experience. So, of course, I'm only humans and humans can make errors. So if there is anything that you want me to rectify or make clear, or something that seems a bit suspect to you, then by all means, post me a question and I'll try to address it at the end of the episode. And that brings me to my next point, which is a proposal for a footnotes style plan. So the same way in books, you can't just put everything into your stream of thought because it might disrupt the narrative that you're trying to weave. So authors tend to put footnotes. So I want to do something similar for the podcast, so that if there is something important or something that I want to mention, but I don't want to just slam it in because it might disrupt the narrative or the flow of the story that we're going through in the podcast, at the end of the podcast I will talk about it like if it's an appendix or a footnote. So tell me what you think of this plan. Is this something you'd support? If this something you'd like? And also, I don't know if any of you know of the Crash Course History YouTube series by I can't remember what the guy is called, but the series is called Crash Course History. I'm sure some of you know it. And in those videos they have a feature or a segment called the Thought Bubble. And I want to do something similar, so to be honest, I'm just looking for an alternative name suggestion. Okay, so the next point is related to the last point, really, is that if you have any suggestions of any kind, shoot me a message. I will definitely try and get back to you as soon as possible. Okay, so the next point is the Message movie. So this was a movie that was made in the 70s, and it actually had two casts, an Arabic cast and an English cast. I've only seen it in the Arabic cast, so I would recommend that you watch it with the Arabic cast, so in the Arabic version, and just simply use subtitles. So that would be the recommendation. But if you don't want to do this, or I know some people really hate subtitles, then just watch the English version. And this is easily available on YouTube. You literally just search on YouTube, will come up the whole movie. It is quite long. It's about 3 hours, I think, but it is a great movie. There are a few minor historical inaccuracies, but it is a great movie. It's a good base for this podcast, so that you have a bit of background information in a way. And it has one of the greatest soundtracks for a movie I've ever heard. I mean, it's so good that I have the soundtrack just on its own on my iPod. Okay, so that's done. Next point is, let me just look at my sheet of paper. And it's to be patient with me, because I need to find time to find my podcast voice, my podcast style, if you like. And with experience, I'm sure I'll improve. I mean, if some of you are listeners of the History of Rome and have been through it in its entirety, you'll notice how much Mike Duncan improves from when he first started out to his later episodes. And my next point is, do you think I should open up a Twitter? As I said, the main place that I'll be using to post updates is going to be the blog. Everything's going to be on the blog. I've been reluctant to open a Twitter account because I did have a personal one a couple years back, but I ended up deleting it because it really was a waste of time. I mean, you waste a lot of time on it and you have nothing to show for it at the end of the day. And I feel as if a Twitter for this would be a bit useless, because for a podcast, interaction between listeners is quite limited. There's not much to talk about, really. So give me your thoughts on that, again, via the contact page on the History of Islam podcast.blogspot.com. Next point is the quotes. So when there are Arabic quotes, because I'm going to be using the earliest possible sources, so this point is a two-in-one, sources and quotes. I'll start with the quotes first. There are going to be a lot of Arabic quotes that sound really epic in Arabic, but in English, when literally translated, they won't sound as good in a way. So my plan is to read the quotes in Arabic and then translate them after, to maintain the effect of the speech when it was initially said. Otherwise it's going to seem lackluster and lame, to be honest. And as for the sources, I'm using a wide variety of sources. Because I can speak and read Arabic, this gives me an advantage, as I can read the early sources without any external aid. And on top of this, because I can speak and read English, I can read through secondary sources where scholars have gone through extensive works and summarized them for us to read. So the sources are going to be a wide range of sources. And eventually, when we get deeper into the podcast, I'm going to start A bibliography page, which is seeming to be the standard nowadays for history podcasts, of the books I've read and books I recommend for those of you who want to do a little bit of further reading. So, thanks for listening, guys. I think that is all for the introduction. Just want to remind you again that the other episodes are not going to be like this. They're not going to be as freestyle as this. I mean, I'm basically just talking to myself right now, but the actual episodes are going to be, I don't want to say scripted, because that could give that could be a negative connotation, and some people don't like scripted, but it's not going to be as casual. I don't know. Let's see how it goes. Again, to improve, I'm going to need your feedback, guys, because that is the best way to improve, listening to your listenership in a way. But just before I sign off, again, historyofislampodcast.blogspot.com. That is where all the updates are going to be. And for the YouTube videos that I mentioned earlier that I'm going to be releasing with episodes, especially the first one, because we're going to be going over geography. So I'm going to release about 6 videos where I can go more in depth on the geographies of the region. And I would be quite upset if no one looked at them at all, because it will take significant effort for me to produce those videos. It's almost like creating a whole nother episode. So please do check them out. Any questions, any suggestions, any queries, anything at all, send them to me on the contact page, historyofislampodcast.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, guys. Goodbye.